It's Killer Tunes. Welcome, happy weekend. This is Ross Nielsen, your host, tuning on in for the next hour of Killer Tunes. Check the cars out.
Finds a slinky vagabond. Because as he passes, avoiding my
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Killer Tunes. This is Ross Nielsen. We're hanging. It's the weekend. Maybe it's Saturday. Maybe it's Sunday. I don't know anymore. I'm having a refreshing Corona. You know, you can tell the seasons have changed when I switch to gin and Corona for my libation pleasures. I'm happy to say that's what I've switched to. So the seasons have changed, ladies and gentlemen. It's now springtime. We kicked the show off with Good Times Roll by The Cars. Amazing band. I love The Cars so much. That song, oh, baby. I just, like, when that whole time that song's playing, I just brush my rock and roll hair. That's all I do. And then, of course, we had Mr. David Bowie, Young Americans, title track of a really mind-blowing album. I don't know how to express to you the greatness of that album. You just got to listen to it. It's like he kicks into an R&B phase Luther Vandross is on it. It's just so good, people. So good. He covers Across the Universe, really cool cover of the Beatles tune. I think John even sings backup on that one, old John Lennon singing backup for David Bowie on that album. Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. I'm happy to say that I'm somewhere in Canada and somewhere on my journey to the west, to the Saskatoon, the Saskatchewan. I'm on the road. Me and the lady were just cruising, checking tunes out, checking things out, doing this, doing that, enjoying ourselves, enjoying life, people. I recommend, should you get the opportunity, that you too should enjoy life. If you don't have the opportunity to enjoy life, you might want to look into that. I am going to spin a band next called Dawes, the band Dawes. The album is called All Your Favorite Bands. This song is an amazing gem of a song called I Can't Think About It Now. It's the middle. It happens in the middle of that album, track 5. It's got Miss Gillian Welch singing backups, harmonies. This album is produced by the amazing Dave Rawlings, who I've played on here before, the Dave Rawlings Machine. Dave is a genius, in my opinion, and what he and Gillian do together is just beautiful music. This album is something else. I had kind of mistaken Dawes, the band, for somebody else. I don't know who it was, but there was like a Canadian Idol, guys, you guys know that shitty show, Canadian Idol, right? So one of the guys who won that, I don't know what his name was, but for some reason I thought, every time I heard Dawes, D-A-W-E-S, Dawes, I thought of this jackass who won Canadian Idol, or maybe he didn't even win, maybe he came second. And so I just wrote it off. I never even paid attention. I didn't want to. Gross is what I thought of that. Disgusting. Ew, heebie-jeebies. But boy, oh boy, was I mistaken, ladies and gems. Ladies and gems, I was mistaken. My good friend Adam Bowie made me a mix CD a while ago, and he slapped a couple of tunes from this album on it. They've had the album debuted at number one on the folk charts, Billboard folk charts, in 2015. So, I mean, they're doing okay. This is their fourth album. They're not unknown by any stretch of the imagination. They had a couple of hits. The title track, All Your Favorite Bands, wonderful song, just a gem of a song. This dude, basically the band is like a couple of brothers and then a couple other dudes, and the brothers are the Goldsmith brothers, Taylor and Griffin. So their dad, I guess, for a while was the singer for the Tower Power Horn section. You believe that shit? Woo! That's not small fry stuff right there. Anyway, Taylor, like the lead singer and guitar player, he's a badass guitar player, first of all. And what an amazing songwriter. Holy moly, people. You got to check this out. This is great writing in the modern age of music. What a rarity that is. I believe they've added Dickie Betts' son on guitar as well for their touring schedule. So I would like to see these cats live. Listen, go to YouTube. Go to that computer, the machine. Dial in Dawes and 2015 or something, and you'll see a number of great performances that are just bone-rattling. Really wonderful, wonderful band. Anyway, hey, you know what? I could tell you all about this band, how wonderful they are, how you need to listen to them, how you should blah, 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 blah. But you know what I'm going to do instead? I'm going to shut the F up, and I'm just going to play this song so you can see for yourself. This song is called I Can't Think About It Now, and it's actually all I can think about right now is the band Dawes. But please, enjoy this song.
I don't remember when I first began to notice but I can't think about it now. For the pact between the writer and the star, this is how mythology is written. This is where the lawless jungles are. She's just a sinner living mostly after midnight, pumping blood and money back into a town. And it all eventually betrays her, but I can't think about it now. Sending men up to the moon just for the landing, displaying power we don't know how else to use. Sometimes it's more than I could handle, sometimes it's all the joy I found, and it'll all end up on one side or the other, but I can't think about it now.
Thank you.
said that it's true love enough. I got a diamond in my hip and a universal bluff. Gotta find a better glue to hold this picture of the sun. Gotta find a way to you before all of this is done. Once you strip the paint,
song. That's the Barr Brothers out of Montreal. You may remember the very first episode. I think I played the Barr Brothers also off the same album called Sleeping Operator. Brilliant album. That's called Love Ain't Enough. Both those last two tunes were on a mix CD that a buddy of mine gave me, Mr. Adam Bowie, and turned me on to both those bands. Just love it. Great, great songwriting, great tunes, great performance, real great. Killer even. You might even say he was killer. People, this is Killer Tunes coming at you from 95.7 The Wolf FM in Fredericktown. My name is Ross Nielsen. I'm the host. I'm the host of the show. It's my show, actually. That's how it goes. We're getting the first half of the show over with here. It's winding down already. It happens so fast. It's like a teenage boy's sex life. I'm going to go out on the first half of the show with a tune called Cross-Eyed and Painless by the Talking Heads. Wicked tune. I remember seeing Fish play this live long before I get into the Talking Heads. Really love the Heads now, though. This song is found on an album called Remain in Light. Also, I believe this version is the live version from the live album. The name of this band is. And just really, really groovy stuff. David Byrne being weird David Byrne, as he does, is weirdo. Great, love him. Just a smoking band. Smoking band, what else can I say? Just enjoy the song. I'll see you after the break.
I'm changing my shit.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ross Nielsen. You're listening to Killer Tunes on 95.7 The Wolf, right in Fredericktown. We're kicking the second half off with some amazing music here. This is Sweet Jane by Lou Reed from an album called Rock and Roll Animal. This band is so goddamn good. Just sit back and relax. Enjoy this song. It's amazing.
Thank you. Tessa. Come on, girls, out there. Get a load of this. On the drums, Stuart Copeland.
Police, Bavo, Popo, his stingness, throwing it down. He's so lonely. I bet he's not lonely, you know what I'm saying? He's stinking rich. I mean, he's not lonely at all. Of course, Sting hitting the road this summer with Peter Gabriel, doing some shows together, literally performing together. Would be super stoked to see that, but I just, I've been really spending the concert dollars lately, and I just gotta get a hold of myself, damn it. I don't have a job in Saskatoon. I'm gonna need one. Maybe the job won't be flexible. I don't know. I'm just, you know, I just gotta get a hold of myself, not spend money needlessly. Although, that would be something else to see those guys play perform together, you know. I think they're even playing Calgary. That's awful close to Saskatoon. The first tune, intro. Song for the second half of this program, which is Killer Tunes, ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't know. I'm your host, Ross Nielsen. That was Sweet Jane off Rock and Roll Animal, a live album Lou Reed cut in the early 70s. Just a beast of an album, man. Holy cow. The band is so damn good. I got to tell you this story. Okay, so first of all, the band, some Canadians in the band, Prakash John's on bass, Ray Colcord keyboards, Penty Glan on drums, Dick Wagner and Steve Hunter, the dynamic guitar duo, ladies and gentlemen. This band might be the best band in rock and roll at this point. And not only at this point, but also shortly after when they became Alice Cooper's second band of Alice's career, starting with the album Welcome to My Nightmare. There's a live Alice Cooper album with virtually the same band. I believe the keyboard player is different, but in its inception of Welcome to My Nightmare, it was the same band minus the keyboard player. Again, Prakash on bass. Dick Wagner, Steve Hunter on guitars. Just, oh my God, the guitar playing is so glorious, people. It's rock, pure rock. And although Prakash is, I guess, known more as a funk player, he just kills on these recordings, people. Like, just no secret as to why he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because he's friggin' awesome. That's why. Alumni from P-Funk as well, I believe. So back in 2007, maybe, I did my first tour outside the Maritimes, and I'm in Ontario. I'm in Kitchener, and I'd been trying to get this gig at a place called the Boathouse. The owner, Kevin, at the time, he's like, I don't have a gig for you, but come on down. I'll get you a hotel room, and I'll show you around town. I was like, well, that's weird. Okay. Night off, whatever. So I do that. I go down there, and of course, the Boathouse, a legendary live music joint. Kevin and I have a beer. Nice to meet you. And then he takes me around town, And takes me to another bar where Sean Kellerman's playing with, who did he have on keyboards? Dutchie Mason's old keyboard player, Lee, is his, John Lee. And holy cow, there's just a trio, and they're just tearing the place apart, like just rocking the joint. I knew Kellerman, knew of him from Michael Pickett album that I'd heard when I worked at the record store years ago. And, well, he's just an amazing guitar player. So I was like, holy shit. And so Kellerman's like, well, you should get up and do a tune. So they get me up to do a tune, and Kellerman plays bass. And then, like, afterwards, he's like, oh, I don't even want to play any more my stuff. Let's just play more of your stuff. And I was like, well, that's kind of weird. He's a world class, plays with Lucky Peterson and beyond. Anyway, so fast forward. Later that night, I go back to the Boathouse, meet Douglas Watson, a really great R&B blues player. We played some tunes there as well, and just a really cool night. Met a lot of really cool people, you know. And so the same tour, a few days later, Kellerman's like, oh, on Sunday I'm going to this bar in Oakville. My buddies are playing. You should play. You should come and sit in and play. You know, that it would be cool, a good thing for you to do. I was like, well, I'll pop by. I didn't have anything going on that day, so I go out to this bar in Oakville. It's the Blues Angels are playing, and Jordan John, who didn't know anything about him. Prakash John didn't know anything about him either, and then Sean Kellerman was sitting with him. So Jordan, as it turns out, is a prodigy who does everything really, really, really amazing. Check out his music, Jordan John. Just one of the most amazing singers I've heard, and a really badass keyboard player and guitar player. And he's been playing drums professionally since he was a young teen, I believe. Like, he's just a freak show, ladies and gentlemen, of talent. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. That's Prakash's son. So I, you know, meet these guys, don't know any of their history, their pedigree. We play some tunes. I think the first tune we did, Jordan pulled out like some kind of jazz tune. I was just lost. I was like, well, I guess that'll be the only tune I play. But Prakash was like, man, why would you do that? Let's play a blues tune. So we blues it up, and it worked out fine. Really wonderful people, sweet people. Go on to find out that Prakash is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that he played with Alice Cooper, he played with Lou Reed, he played with P-Funk. He's just a beast. The Lincolns is his band, the legendary R&B band out of Toronto. That's Prakash's band. And so I met these guys, hanging out with them, and then I find out afterwards all this stuff. I was like, holy moly, that is crazy. How did I not know that stuff? Anyway, it was a super cool meeting, and I managed to stay friends with those guys and go and visit them when I could, and they would come and visit me when I used to play in the area. And I'll tell you, man, Prakash, I had a conversation with him when my dad was dying, and it was really tough on me being on the road, and Prakash gave me a little pep talk one day that really meant a lot to me and always stayed with me, and I'll never forget that, and never forget him. I'll always love Prakash for that, and also because he's a beast of a bass player. Holy sweet Lord. Anyway, check out Jordan John and Prakash John, YouTube that stuff. It's wonderful music, really, 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 really great, and that was just a really cool thing to find out afterwards, that this dude's played on a bunch of my favorite albums some of my favorite artists, and he's just he's a superstar, and he was just a nice guy to me. That's all. See, not everyone has to be a know-it-all, snobby, whatever. Alrighty, we're going to go out, ladies and gentlemen. We're going out. It's been a short second half of the show. I've been yammering so much. I apologize. I'm so chatty today, but I got stories to tell, people. I got stories to tell, and I want you to know those stories. Pardon me. So we're going out. It's one last tune. So you know what that means, man. It's the end of the show wrap. Like, could we maybe collectively get our shit together and start being nice to each other? There's a lot of things messed up in the world right now, and it doesn't need more people being mean to each other. It needs more people being nice to each other. So, folks, what I'm proposing is this. This week, take just a little extra time and go out of your way to be nice to somebody. It will make you feel wonderful.
I promise you. And if you keep doing that, you get to keep feeling wonderful as well. So let's try and do that. I'm going to do some meditating. I'm going to just think about being nice to everybody, and then I'm going to go be nice to everybody. It's going to be that easy. It's going to be good. I feel good about it. We're going out today on a song called The Mercy Seat. This is a real dark tune. I love this song so beaucoup. Johnny Cash covered this song. How about that? Really awesome version. But you know what? It doesn't get much nastier than Nick Cave's very own version. This is from a live album. We played all live tunes this afternoon. This is a live album called Live Seeds. I think it's from the mid-90s, maybe. And this is just a really, really wonderful version of this song. I got to go see Nick Cave live. I've got to do it. I know I just swore off spending money on concert tickets, but I got to do it. I got to see him live. All right. We're going out, man. Mercy Seat. See you next week. Stay good. Killer tunes. Ross Nielsen, out.
I began to warm and chill to objects and their fields. A ragged cup and a twisted mop. The face of Jesus in my soup. Those sinister dinner deals. A meal trolley's wicked wheels. A hook bone arising from my food. All things good or ungood. And the mercy seat is awaiting. And I think my head is burning. In a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing up the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And anyway I told the truth. And I'm not afraid to die. Interpret signs and catalog. A blackened tooth, a scarlet fog. The walls are the baddest, blackest kind. They are the sick breath at my hind. They are the sick breath at my hind. They are the sick breath at my hind. They are the sick breath gathering at my hind. I hear stories from the chamber how Christ was born into a manger. Like some ragged stranger, he died upon the cross. And might I say, it seems so fitting. In his way, he was a carpenter by trade. Or at least that's what I'm told. My kill hint and evil across his brother's fist. Well, a filthy Bible, they did nothing to resist. In heaven, his throne is made of gold, and the ark of his testament is stone. A throne from which I'm told all history doesn't.